The smarter way to start your weekend. You're listening to This Weekend with Gordon Deal.
Glad you're with us. On March 26th, a container ship lost power several times and hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Lives were lost, and it's estimated to take $400 million and possibly a decade to rebuild. Tech analyst Rob Enderle at the Enderle Group says we could have avoided the disaster if the port had been properly automated and run by AI. Rob, how?
The role it could have played, we've been tossing around a concept called Guardian Angel on the automotive autonomous vehicle side for some time. And AI is being used to develop navigation systems for ships, autopilot systems for planes, and of course, autonomous cars for the road. The ship and plane efforts are substantially easier than the road efforts. But what Guardian Angel does in an automotive implementation is it keeps you from doing something stupid. Much like your lane avoidance technology and your crosstalk traffic avoidance technology that exists in cars today, the AI and Guardian Angel would see that maybe you're approaching a corner too fast, maybe you're driving on a road that's icy too fast, and it will automatically step in and reduce your speed so that you avoid the accident, almost disconnecting the driver from the vehicle when it's perceived you're doing something that is unsafe. Mm. The same kind of technology, if it was used on that container ship, would have first alerted fairly early on that there was a problem. Certainly would have positioned the ship so it was moving as slowly as possible, given that there was a problem. And then if it was tied into AI systems in the Port Authority, would have been able to notify the Port Authority, who would then have taken some mitigating factors. In fact, looking at the evidence we have now in terms of the accident, now that it's run into a criminal investigation, it does look like there was knowledge that the ship was at risk even before it left the dock. And in this case, the technology would have alerted that there was a problem. The Port Authority would have been able, at least able to attempt to hold the ship on the dock until the problem was corrected. And that way, the ship would have never hit the bridge in the first place. Mm. But if you tie it in with robotics, like say robotic tugs, because we saw what happened is when the captain was aware of the problem about 5 minutes out from the bridge, he did alert, which was enough time to get somebody to block the bridge off.
Yeah.
But not enough time to get tugs. They called for tugs, but it takes anywhere from an hour to 3 hours to spin up a tug and get it on station, and 5 minutes isn't going to be long enough. But robotic tugs could be on station almost immediately. And again, even with 5 minutes, there's a chance that several magnetically attached robotic tugs could have held the ship off from the bridges, slowed the ship enough so that more tugs could have come into play and the collision could have been stopped.
Interesting. We're speaking with Rob Enderle, founder and principal analyst at the Enderle Group. We're talking about how artificial intelligence may have prevented the Key Bridge collapse. So going forward, if they were to incorporate AI in the construction of the new bridge, what ships would have to be, I guess, dialed into something, right? Bridge itself, anything in the water, I guess, stuff in the port, they have to be one giant, integrated system or not necessarily?
Yeah, kind of what we have manually with air traffic control. And we do have it with port authorities where the ships are directed and are in communication with the port authorities that are coming out, except a lot of this would be automated. And so you're not dealing with the lag that typically exists when you've got people. Cause, person's got to identify the problem. They've got to raise it up to the captain. The captain's got to make a decision of whether to contact port authority, what they're going to do. And all of this, the clock's ticking. And with an AI system, an integrated AI system, as soon as a problem is identified, then port authority is notified. And resources start getting spun up in case that problem becomes a catastrophic. So that allows the Port Authority to respond much more quickly. And as I said, in this particular case, it probably would have held the ship to the dock, because clearly the problem that resulted, at least right now we believe the problem that resulted in the collision actually occurred before the ship left the dock. And recognize with a lot of commercial vessels, be they planes, ships, or trucks, folks are compensated on timely delivery of goods, and so the crew is very motivated to work through a problem, and to ignore a problem in order to get underway and get the goods to the other port on time. They'll be penalized if they're late. They're penalized if they use too much fuel. So the incentives surrounding the crew kind of motivate them to make mistakes like this, and of course, one mistake like this overcomes any of the savings they might have had in terms of fuel or time by trying to rush everything. That I mean, we're into enough damage where the carrier, where the company that fields these ships, could end up having to go bankrupt to avoid the liability.
Thanks, Rob. Rob Enderle, founder and principal analyst at the Enderle Group. Coming up next, the trend of wellness vacations.